The word today is realm. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible speaks of the Lord God as sovereign over His realm, His kingdom. His kingdom includes the created world, the church, and the spiritual realm beyond death, which ultimately refers to heaven. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, "Thy kingdom come." God calls us to be busy workers for Christ here, and to anticipate our future home in heaven. Here with more on this wonderful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Realm.
As we are continuing a discussion on the Lord's Prayer, that is the model prayer that Jesus gave to His followers to teach us how to communicate with God the Father. It's found in Matthew chapter 6. We're going to think today about this phrase in verse 10 that says, "Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." And these could be seen as distinct thoughts, but in my mind, I've always seen them as hanging together, the kingdom of God coming and the will of God being done in heaven as on earth. And I think it's because of the theme of the Lord God as King. He is sovereign over heaven and earth. He is the one who has given creation to the angels and all the principalities and powers, and also to humans and all of the creatures that live upon the earth. So these, to me, seem to go together, and that's how I'm going to treat them. I'm not going to discuss God's kingdom as separate from His will. I'm going to see them both as being together. The first thing about the kingdom of God is that we teach in the Lutheran Church that there are three realms or three kingdoms that God is sovereign over. Now, this is all kind of put together and mixed together in a unit, the universe, but you can tease out three distinct areas, let's say. One is the kingdom of power. The kingdom of power relates to anything physical, whether it's in outer space, the planets, the quasars, stars, all of the things that are out there, or the material things of this world, the animals, the plants. All of this comes under the kingdom of power, and it shows God's fantastic power and authority as the creator. Basically, it's the material world. The second kingdom is the kingdom of grace. Now, the kingdom of grace pertains to anything touching on Christ's kingdom, and specifically today, the church, the people who hold Jesus Christ to be their Lord and Savior, the collective of Christians around the world who are saved by the grace of God, the undeserved kindness and forgiveness of God, not by our works, not by anything that we could maybe boast of because we are sinners, but that it's the free gift of salvation of God in Jesus Christ. And that's the kingdom of grace. So it would constitute Christians. Then there is the third kingdom, and that is the kingdom of glory. This has not yet appeared. It's the kingdom of Jesus beyond death. Those that have gone on in the faith now are with the Lord Jesus. Those that are not in faith in Jesus Christ have a very dismal future. They're now alienated and separated from God, and when they rise, they will be condemned to hell. This is very serious stuff. So there are three kingdoms, or three realms, so to speak, that are involved in God's kingdom. One thing I'd like to share with you is that the number of people in each of these decreases as you go along. Everyone is included in the kingdom of power, the material world. The kingdom of grace is a subset. Not everyone believes in Jesus Christ, and therefore, not everyone is a member of the church. In the kingdom of glory, those that have remained faithful in faith in Jesus Christ unto death, those are the ones that make it into the kingdom of glory, that is, heaven, ultimately. And there are fewer and fewer of these people in each of these categories. When we look at the material world, the scriptures discuss it, and they say, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. That's Psalm 24. In Psalm 19, the purpose of the material world, and I think especially the solar systems and the universe, is to elicit awe of God. And this is why Psalm 19 says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they display knowledge. Well, what are they saying? They're saying there is an omnipotent, all-powerful God. There is a wise creator, and we would do well to acknowledge him. In regards to the kingdom of grace, remember we said it's the forgiveness of God that brings us into this kingdom. It's not our own good deeds. It's not our own works. We need the forgiveness of God in Jesus Christ and redemption from our sins. In Colossians 1, it says that God has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It also says in 1 Peter 1, as you come to him, meaning Jesus, the living stone, rejected by men but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house. So that uses the analogy of a building rising and every person who has faith in their Lord Jesus being placed into this, become a structure of praise and worship to the Lord and specifically Jesus Christ. And then we think about the kingdom of glory. And the scriptures discuss in 1 Corinthians 15, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Now that's a reference to the future, the promised heaven that he has for us. And I would hope that you would make it a lifetime goal to stay faithful to Jesus, to place your hope and confidence in him for the resurrection from the dead, so that because your flesh and blood, tainted and disrupted by sin, cannot inherit the perfect eternal future that God has for us, but Christ's forgiveness and the power of the resurrection of the body can prepare you for that, can grant you that. And it says here, the perishable does not inherit the imperishable. So this is all talking after death, the kingdom of God when Christ returns and at the judgment raises the dead, and then those that have believed on Jesus will go on to the kingdom of God in glory. That's what it said in Revelation 21, where it describes it as, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. The old order of things has passed away. There's a question that arises when we think about these different kingdoms. Will only a few be saved? According to Jesus, that's true. He uses an analogy, a parable of a wide road and a narrow path. And he says, wide and broad is the way that leads to destruction. Narrow is the path that leads to eternal life. And he says about the broad road, many are those that travel on it, and of the narrow path, few find it. And that might be a little disturbing. What it should do is to motivate you to be diligent, to be faithful, to do your utmost to stay committed to the Lord Jesus. It's not ours to decide. It's not ours to judge. This program exists because people want you to hear the good news. They want you to know Jesus Christ. We have partners of the Word today that give their money so that this program will go out to the ends of the earth, so that you will hear about Jesus. And I hope that the Holy Spirit is working in your heart, that you're being turned toward Him, that you're curious, that you're longing, that you're wanting to know more about Jesus Christ. And this program will bring that hope and that information to you. The goal here is that you already are a member of the kingdom of power. You have a physical life, you have your being. Everybody is in that group. But the call of Jesus Christ is that you come into His kingdom, that you recognize Him as Savior, that you start to integrate with the church that He established, that worships Him, that longs for His return. I hope that you feel drawn to that. And I also hope that you will call your friends, your neighbors, your family, and share with them, because the kingdom of Christ is all about moving us from this earth to heaven and eternal life. That's what we call that kingdom of glory. And certainly we want not just ourselves, but our neighbors, our friends, our family to have that gift as well. Christ's kingdom is going to come, and we hope that His will is done on this earth in godliness, in love that He wants us to have, but it's done imperfectly, and we need His forgiveness. Ultimately, God's will is going to be done perfectly in heaven, and we long for that. We look for that. We hope that in the meantime, you will stay committed to Jesus, that you will adore Him, that you will make it your goal to do His will the best you can on this earth, and then look for His forgiveness and freedom from guilt of your sins. Please be faithful to Lord Jesus, and make it your goal to bring others from this material world into the church and ultimately the kingdom of God in glory.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.